said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
humanity is caught up in the vicious cycle of habit, compulsion, and addiction. The habit has become compulsion, and when you try to break free of the habit, the whole system revolts. Intense cravings arise, and compulsorily you are pulled towards the object you are trying to give up. So much so that this compulsive habit pattern has become an addiction. And addictions die hard, even though the addict knows all the ill effects of the abused substance, and yet he finds it extremely difficult to give it up. Addictions are deep into the subconscious mind. In fact, we are not addicted to any particular substance which is outside. Addiction is never to alcohol. Addiction is never to smoking. Addiction is never to drugs or a particular activity. When you ingest that particular substance, for example, alcohol, it creates pleasurable sensations within the body. The addiction is to these sensations. Addiction is not to smoking, but smoking creates a deep pleasurable sensation. Dopamine, serotonin released. So the person wants the same pleasurable sensation again. And that can come only when that substance is taken. So no amount of logic helps. You tell him the 10 side effects of smoking. Person does understand. But after a few days, he's back to his smoking habit. The addiction is not to smoking, but addiction is to the pleasurable sensation. So also lust. They create pleasurable sensations. Deep pleasurable sensations. So the whole body, the mind, the subconscious mind, intellect, soul, everything gets addicted. And when that is deprived, person suffers. So it's a cycle of habit, compulsion, and addiction. We know of so many other addictions, but the greatest addiction that has ravaged humanity is addiction to cooked food. The science talks of so many advantages of cooking. But yet, we know that cooking destroys so many things. A normal human being cannot even imagine that something can be taken in the raw state. And the moment you cook food, it becomes addictive. The moment you cook any food, it becomes destructive. The moment you cook any food, it becomes toxins. What happens when you consume cooked food for a long time? Many things do happen. I had made this list long back in 2014, I suppose, out of my own experience, not copied from any book, but this list was made over the period of 1 year or so. The first thing is it increases craving. When you eat anything cooked, you want to eat more. You cannot remain satisfied with small amount. You want to eat more. Second, there is no satisfaction. Keep on eating. The stomach is full, but mind remains unsatisfied. Body says stop, but mind says no, something more. Because it is so tasty. It remains unsatisfied. Then more hunger. You feel more and more hungry. The more salt you crave. You put salt and salt and salt. You want more and more. Then, time waste. So much time is required in preparation, in eating, and in elimination. Then search for food. You keep on searching. Something good. Some tasty can be available from some place. Thoughts of food. You keep on thinking about it. Planning for food and preparation or getting food. Overeating. You eat more. Stomach is heavy. Burping, acidity, bitterness. Tongue not under control. Taste consciousness. Not Swarajya Adhikari stage. It's full of temptation. You eat very fast. Can you eat slowly? Something if it's very tasty. If I tell you to do conscious eating, forget conscious eating and everything. It is so tasty. Can you eat ice cream in 1 hour? No. You finish it in half an hour or 10 minutes. You cannot remain soul conscious or you cannot maintain conscious eating. You eat very fast. Sometimes you have to lie. You go to the department and you ask for certain food. They ask you why you want. You tell you want it for somebody else. Or you want to send it somewhere. Whilst you want it for yourself. So untruth. Then body consciousness increases. Then likes and dislikes. You like this food, you don't like that one. You create all those things in the mind. There are certain foods you will be liking. Certain you don't want to look at their faces. You don't like even the appearance. If that sabji or that thing is there, your appetite finishes. You go to the dining and the moment you see, oh, this one. You are about to eat and then you say, you change your decision. And somebody asks you, what happens? You say, I am not hungry today. Then you go out and somebody brings your favorite. Oh, your appetite is stimulated. You eat double. More thirst. The next is you feel more and more thirsty. Whilst when you are on raw, you don't need to drink water. Because all the water you need is coming from fruits. All the water you need is coming from all the raw vegetables and veggies and everything. So you hardly need, you feel thirsty. And the major cause for thirst is condiments, spices and salt. They irritate the system inside. Next, guilt consciousness. On one side, you know that this is not healthy. Even doctors have advised you that reduce salt, your BP is rising. But you can't stop. Your sugars are going haywire. But you can't stop the craving for chocolates, sugar, jaggery, honey. You want something sweet. Then next, heaviness in mind and soul. All the time you remain heavy. As if intoxicated. You are searching for a bed to lie down and sleep. Stomach is full but the mind remains empty. Soul power reduces, tapasya is lost. Eating or cooking at unusual hours like 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. You become suddenly hungry at 10 p.m. at night. 1 a.m. in the morning. And you search for food. Constant feeling of hunger. You're all the time hungry. A stage of struggle. Asayam. Cough or clearing throat during class. If you are giving any class, you have to keep on clear your throat. That's the effect of mucus. The mucus is there in the system. And cooked food leads to mucus generation. So So you have to keep on doing this way. Because it is not mucus-less diet which you are taking. Then tapasya lost. Then water in mouth while thinking of food. Then continuous thoughts of discontinuing cooked. But you fail. There are thoughts, just thoughts. But the moment food comes, you forget everything. No control over tongue. Whatever is given, you just eat without thinking. Then laziness and sleepiness. You want to sleep more. You feel lazy. Somebody tells you, start running. Then I can't run. Start walking. I can't walk fast. Double, triple cooking effect. Because we want warm, hot food. So if it is cold, we want to re-cook, re-warm it by putting in oven or putting it to flame. So, just example this, potato, you cook. So, first cooking. Then, you put that into that samosa or something. That is second cooking. It is already cooked, but now it is undergoing second cooking. And now it has become cold by evening. So third cooking, triple cooking, double cooking, single cooking, double cooking and triple cooking. And there is an oil which is already left in the morning. You don't want to waste it. So second cooking. And then next day also it is left. You don't know, I'm not going to throw it away. Third cooking. So triple cooking. The more you cook, the more you destroy. The more you cook, the more toxins are generated. And the more poisonous it becomes. You have to take seva. You have to tell somebody, bring this for me and bring that for me. You have to change your routine. Soul consciousness becomes difficult. And when you sustain 3 times a day on cooked diet, your desire to eat fruits and rod comes to an end. You don't want to eat. Somebody has given you fruits. They will keep staying in your room until they become rotten. And then you throw it off on 3rd or 4th day. Because the desire finishes. You don't want to eat. So these were all the different points long back which I had made. So, what is sattvic food? It has got 8 S. The first S is, it should be samyak. Samyak means right. The first S of sattvic is samyak. That means it should be right. What does it mean? 3 things. First, no excitement. Sattvic or samyak food means it doesn't lead to excitement. When you eat, drink coffee, tea, there are strong excitements. It irritates the system. When you drink soups, very strong there. With lot of salt, soft drinks, even BKs, they drink all those cold drinks and so on. They say that they are machine made. They irritate the system. So the first thing in samyak is, it should not cause excitement. Second, it should not cause pramada. Pramada means laziness. Sleepiness, sloth. It should not cause pramada. Pramada means sloth, laziness. You become dull, drowsy, That's why people eat and they become unconscious and they enter into coma for next 8 hours. Deep sleep. When they wake up in the evening, they don't know it is evening or morning, Amrit Vela. What is it? Many must have experienced this stage. When you eat, when you get up after evening sleep, afternoon sleep, you don't know what time this is going on. Morning, evening, night. You have to see watch. Oh, it's 6 o'clock. Let me go. It is such a powerful sleep. That's the effect of grains. But in spite of that deep sleep, you feel still, feel lazy or fatigue or dull, not refreshing. The third thing in this, it should be health nourishing. It should not make you sick. So these are the three things in first S, Samyak. The second S is spiceless. Spices. The more spices you put, the more condiments you put, the more tastier it becomes, and then it is a trap. You are addicted. Again the same. Habit, compulsion, addiction. Habit, compulsion, addiction. If somebody says you stop this, you can't, because already you are a compulsive addict. It's stronger than alcohol or your smoking. It's very strong and it is socially acceptable. So that is the more problem. Why to do it unnecessarily? I'm already healthy. I'm not having any problem. Why should I resort to all these changes? The third is it should be saltless. Reduce the quantity of salt as much as possible, because salt, it destroys the real taste. If there are vegetables, you eat them. And now you put salt and you put condiments. So the taste which you are enjoying is not the taste of that vegetable. It is the taste of salt and condiments. So you really never know what is the real taste of this vegetable. You eat carrot and then you convert that into halwa. That taste of halwa is not the taste of carrot. It is the taste of sugar. It is the taste of cooking. It is the taste of other spices which are used, the oil, the ghee. So you really do not know what is the real taste of carrot. And if somebody gives you carrot, then you feel it tasteless. In front of this. So you can do an experiment. 7 days, just eat carrots. On the 8th day, you will realize how tasty carrot is. The real taste of vegetables is masked, camouflaged by all salts and spices. The next is sugarless. You do not really know the natural sugary taste. In fact, each one of us, our real taste is for the sweet. Our real nature, our real liking is for the sweet. That is our real nature. Our other likings like sour, bitter, that is not our real nature. Next, saturated, unsaturated oils. S. Next S is all the oils. Are they needed? The market is filled with oils and oils and oils. Some are better, some are worst. But do we really need them? The next is S for small. Take less in quantity. The less is more. Small amount. Our stomach is like a plastic bag. The more you put, it expands. It gets expanded and then every time you want that much quantity in that. It demands more and more. If you eat less, gradually it will shrink. Then you will not need more. Then next, sans animal product. Sans means without. Without any animal products. Non-veg, all the animal products. milk and all the milk products. And eighth and the last, sparkless, means fireless, heatless, solarless. So today we will see 10 advantages of eating anything in the raw stage. The first advantage is raw foods are better quality. You eat less to satisfy your nutritional needs. You cannot eat fruit excessively. You feel full. If the sprouts are given to you in a plate, you can eat this much. Does anybody ask for next second serving? Less likely. But if there is some tasty food, some pulao or some rice, you want it next second time. Paneer and all that, you want it second time. But if you are giving sprout or salad, do you ask for second time? No, you don't want. One time is enough. That also out of compulsion. If suppose somebody is serving more, you say, okay, this much is enough. Because the other things, and I will eat less, no? So I want this less and others more. This is already in the line, you have already seen the appearance, and morning, since morning somebody has told you in the ears, today this is going to be prepared in the afternoon. The heat of cooking depletes vitamins, damages proteins, fats and destroys enzymes. As your percentage of raw food increases, you feel satisfied and more energy and smaller meals, because raw food has best balance of water, nutrients and fiber to meet your body's need. So the first advantage of raw is you eat less. You have more energy and better quality, and it satisfies your needs. Second, cooked raw food has got more flavor than cooked, because there is no need to add salt, sugar, spices, condiments that irritate your digestive system or overstimulate other organs. It stimulates, it irritates you so much. After eating any cooked food, again after 6 hours you become hungry. You want something else now. And that something should be cooked only. It is not that you will be satisfied now after cooking. 3 cooked food you cannot have raw. It's very difficult, you can't. You want cooked only. Cook pulls cooked. Cook attracts cooked. Third, raw food takes very little time for preparation. So you have to spend less time in kitchen. While for cooked food, you spend the whole day in kitchen. Indian woman is spending all of her life in kitchen, as if she is a slave. Actually, the people marry just because they need a servant. That's it. So that she can prepare breakfast and then lunch and dinner. And if the guests come, so they are busy. They keep her busy all the time. What sin, what crime that she has committed, that she has to spend her whole life as a slave in kitchen. So cooked food revolution is to free womanhood from this slavery. So you have to spend less time. Vivekananda was asked, what has happened to your country? He said, my country is destroyed in kitchen, where food is God and kitchen is temple. They spend the whole time there, thinking of food and preparing food and making it more and more delicious. Next, fourth, when you are eating raw, there is less chance of burns. Otherwise, you drink tea, the tongue burn is there, or the burns of fire, or the kitchen burns. Look at that, what is that known as, roof. It is all black. Finger burn, mouth roof burn, tongue burn. All types of burning. Next, fifth. Cleaning up after raw meal, it's very simple. No oil, crusty messes, nothing. Sixth, it can reverse or stop the advances of many chronic diseases like heart diseases, cancers. Cooking creates free radicals, and free radicals are responsible for cancer. People are thinking of cancer, why this person is suffering from, why Brahmins suffer from cancer? They don't eat outside food, they don't drink smoke, they don't eat non-veg, and so many of them are suffering from cancer, from where the cancer is entering. And when we are asked, we have only one word, karmic account. That word has been misused and perverted. Stop the ingestion of free radicals. Free radicals, they destroy the system, and free radicals come from cooking. When you lower the number of free radicals your cells are bombarded with, you lower your risk of cancer. Next, seventh. Acute diseases like cold, cough, loose motion, digestion, problems, so many things, they happen because of what? All cooked diet. Next, as long as you combine raw food properly according to rules of natural hygiene, you will soon reach a level where you no longer suffer from, I don't know how people have acidity and burns and gases. Every patient who comes in the OPD has this problem. If he doesn't tell this problem, if you ask him, do you have this? He says, yes, that is always there. Other problems are existing, but this he forgets. You have to remind. Gas, that is always there. Why indigestion and why constipation? They spend hours together in washroom. Constipated stomach, abdomen, also the constipated mind. Next, ninth, it is environmentally safe. How much plastic is used for packing, for wrapping, for processing? So much carbon dioxide is released in the air. Greenhouse effect. So many things are there. Natural resources. So if you can stop this cook business, automatically people will turn towards organic gardening. That will save enormous amount of natural resources. Next, last. Eating raw saves your money on food, vitamins, pots, pans, appliances, doctor bills, drugs, health insurance. Fruits, nuts, vegetables, which are whole, fresh and raw, are brimming with life and have the ability to transmit their life force directly to eat you. So you eat, your cells are living, give them life food. The more dead you eat, the more dead you become. So this is the second day of 3-day raw challenge. So when you are on diet transformation journey, you have to keep on reading about that. So that can keep you on the path. Otherwise the temptations are too many. Every now and then temptations. In fact, when you begin this journey, that very day your favorite food has been prepared. And that creates a struggle in the mind. Then you say, okay, not today, tomorrow. Let me eat this today. From tomorrow, I'll start. And the tomorrow never comes, since today is Sakar Murli. Baba said, do it now. Do it now. Today is Sakar Murli. Brahma Kumar is one who is living an enjoyable life of love, not compulsion. You're not doing it out of compulsion. Baba has given Brahma Kumar's definition today. It's a life of love. It's not a life of compulsion, force. You are enjoying every moment. Your fortune is written not in your diary, but here, sparkling in the middle of the forehead. Here the list is there. List of your fortune is here. So when you stay away from food, you automatically start thinking of something else other than food. You think of Murli, you think of points, you think of your fortune, you have got birth through your father, you have got God as your teacher, as your father, as your Sadguru, and what all things he has given you. The life of attainments, the purity, the yogi life, the guarantee. Others don't give guarantee. And the sustenance. He is the sustainer, it is said in bhakti. So it's a life of enjoyment, moj. Second day, remember. One more day is there tomorrow. Om Shanti. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva.
Chasaka Tuameva Tuameva Vitya Dravinam Tuameva Tuameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva.
Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel. I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive.